We are a few days removed from the governor's annual budget address, known as the State of the State. A lot to ingest from his roughly hour-long presentation on Monday night.
The State of the State is when the governor unveils his vision for the state for this upcoming year and then also unveils the budget. And, of course, a lot of his ideas and thoughts are based on the budget and available dollars. And then literally after the governor's speech is over, they pass out the budget books. It looks like a big catalog with some 1,500 line items. So it starts the discussion about our budget process.
What did you pick up from that speech that you see is important or needs to be done in this session?
Well, there were some things that I really liked as far as an increase of funding for the foundation formula for education. The formula is where they put in money and then it's distributed among the 524 school districts. So there's an increase of $100 million there. For higher education, an increase of some $34 million. So I thought that was very positive. And then some other things like an expansion of early childhood, A+, and extending the school year. So those are some very positive things. The one area that I have some concerns is that he's calling for an expansion of Medicaid and putting 300,000 more people on the Medicaid rolls. I think you have to be very, very careful when you expand programs and put new folks on because it's very, very difficult to take them off. It appears that will also be very costly.
Speaking of education, the Senate Education Committee this week meeting again. I believe one of your bills involving the Kansas City schools has been approved by that committee?
On Wednesday, the Senate Education Committee passed unanimously 10-0 Senate Bill 7, which deals for an immediate takeover by the state of an unaccredited school district immediately. In particular, we're dealing with Kansas City. They were unaccredited on January 1st of 2012, and according to current state statute, the state couldn't come in until June 30th of 2014. That's 2.5 years. It's too long. And something needs to be done.
Why was 2.5 years the original or current?
You know, I don't know the reason why that was put in statute years ago. It was basically, it said that the district has 2 school years to get that done. Well, this happened in January, so that was not a full school year, so it's 2 more years after that. And, you know, Kansas City is unaccredited, and they've had problems for years, and so why wait? So I think most of us on the committee feel that that we need to move now.
A month into the legislative session, and it's also time for not just getting back into the swing of things, but also seeing all the folks in the district.
That's so important. You know, we spend a lot of time in Jeff City Monday through Thursday, and then on the weekends we go home and visit our constituents back home in the district. On Friday, going to have a meeting in Carrollton, which is kind of in the middle of the 21st Senatorial District, about a program called Main Street. And when I was campaigning last year across the 21st, I realized that, you know, the heart of our towns are so important. So we're going to have a meeting on Friday around the noon hour in Carrollton, invite people that want to come talk about a program called Main Street and what are some ways that communities can work together to beef up their downtown areas.
Is this the first of several meetings?
While I was visiting folks in the 21st area, I just thought this would be a great way to bring people together on a very important topic, Main Street and downtown revitalization. Had a similar meeting in Lafayette County in December with county leaders, talk about issues that were important to them. So I'd like to do that, you know, get people together. How can we work together? You know, in our rural areas, we're not competing at all against each other. It's just on the opposite. How can we work together? So, yeah, I would hope to do some more of these in the future as well.